Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. About 20 years ago, when I first started working in private practice, I had a young man come to me who was so intelligent, bright, and alive with life. It was amazing. He was an incredible pleasure to work with. But he came from a background where there was a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, a lot of, if I can use the phrase, darkness. Just a lot of very, very painful things happened in his life. We worked together for about 6 months, and he was definitely getting better and on an uphill path. He was so intelligent. I'm sure he had the potential to do great things with his life inside of him. But circumstances changed. He stopped coming to therapy, and he got involved with other things. He stopped working on himself. He stopped his pursuit of happiness. About 7 years later, I was leaving my office one evening, and he was there. He was waiting for me and just wanted to talk with me for a few minutes. Clearly, life hadn't gone well for him, and though I could still see hints of his old self, most of him wasn't there anymore. He was a completely different person, and I could barely recognize him. Life had been hard on him. I remember after he left, I believe I cried for a little bit in my car, just being sad for how his life had turned out, because he was such a beautiful, beautiful soul that had so much potential, but life hadn't gone well. Because he had come from such a challenging background, it didn't take long, only about 7 to 10 years, to change his personality and things about him so much that he was barely recognizable. We may be thinking, that's too bad. But how does that relate to me? And if we didn't have a background as challenging as him, it may not completely relate to us, but it does relate to us all. Because what happens is, if we don't pursue happiness, then we end up other places, places that aren't happy, places that cause us misery and suffering. We will end up there if we don't continue to put energy towards the pursuit of happiness. In regards to physical health, we all get this. If we put forth energy to eat well and exercise, don't smoke, and don't drink too much, we'll age pretty well as long as there aren't any catastrophes. But with happiness, the wonderful thing about happiness is it doesn't have to age us. We don't have to get worse as we get better and just gradually accept the changes. We can actually grow on our state of happiness and become more happy as we get older. But there's really two choices that we have. There's two roads or paths that we can follow, and they both have consequences to them. If we don't take time to be happy and have a happy life, then it's a lot like our physical shape. We're going to get out of happiness shape. Happiness takes effort. If we don't work at it, I can guarantee us that we're going to become more unhappy as we age. We may mask this unhappiness with our addictions like alcohol or prescription drugs, but we are going to be more unhappy unless we work at it. Why is this so? One would be our background. Unless we had the most perfect, loving parents and a really beautiful environment that we grew up in, there's chances we have some healing to do. And if we don't take time to heal and fix the conditioning of our past, then we have a tendency towards unhappiness. But the second thing is perhaps more subtle, but it's definitely there. Our world really isn't invested in us being happy. It's far more invested in itself and its own gains. I was once asked to do a 10-part series with Fox Reality Channel, and my part in the show was basically to help the viewers understand why people were doing what they were doing. And as always, I did explain the behavior, but I tried to do it in a loving and kind way, because I believe there's reasons we do things. The director was constantly trying to have me say things that I wasn't comfortable saying, and after 6 weeks, they fired me because I wasn't sensational enough. Yes, I got fired from a show called Busted and Disgusted because I wouldn't attack people and make fun of them. And I'm really not too sad about that. But the point is, what they on TV are pushing and in the media, because I do a lot with the media, as they're pushing sales. And unfortunately, happy stories with happy images throughout the entire program don't sell well. Most people that go to movies want drama, they want excitement, they want to see people hurt, they want to see things that are not very nice. And those images shape us. They affect the way we interact with the world. And if we watch them enough, if we interact with all these negative news events, these TV and movies, radio, commercials, on and on I can go, music, all these things shape us, and they wear us out. They make us become cynical, they make us lose faith in humanity, and we become, with time, far more unhappy. There are so many ways I can prove this, but let me try a very simple one. If you, or if you know of anyone who watches a lot of news, see if they're very happy people. I'll challenge you, they probably aren't. Or if you're watching the news every single day, waking up to all the negative news events, stop. Instead, go for a walk, spend some time in nature, watch the sunsets, watch the sunrises, listen to the birds, and see if your day, your week doesn't go a little bit better. And life is like that. That's the other path we can choose. A path where we're surrounding ourselves with things that add to our happiness, that clearly make us become more positive, more happy, more peaceful people. Meditation is one of the big ones. You'd be hard-pressed to meditate and not find that with time, you're going to become more happy. Research studies even support this. But my goal in this podcast isn't to explore every aspect of what causes happiness and unhappiness, but instead, look at the overall picture. If we actively pursue happiness, guess what? We are going to become more happy. When we work at something, we're going to get positive results. And the great thing is, this podcast is about what we can do to be happy. So if we continue to listen to this podcast, we'll continue to find ways to be happy. But the reverse is also true, and it's far more subtle. All we have to do is not work towards happiness, and we'll end up being unhappy. It's inevitable. It's really exactly like money. If you want to make a lot of money and you're poor, you have to work at it. It takes work. And the poorer you are, the more work it takes. But with work, sooner or later, you can become wealthier, especially if you have a good teacher who helps you along the way. And that's my job, to help us become happier along the way. I'll do my best to present material in this podcast that can really aid us in our pursuit of happiness so that we can all have beautiful lives. But if we don't work at it, just like money, you're going to become poor. We all will become poor if we just sit around and do nothing. That's inevitable too. So, if we don't do anything to be happy, because of so many things in life pushing against us negatively, we're going to end up being unhappy. It's just going to happen. So if we want to be happy, we have to work at it. But it's really worth the work, and my hope is that you'll find this podcast to be an essential tool of your continuing journey towards happiness. Happiness is something that we can all have. It doesn't matter how bad our backgrounds were. It doesn't matter how old we are. We can all move in the direction towards happiness. It does take work, but it's so worth the effort. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is drpuff@cox.net. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.